Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's little Anthony and the Imperials bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Clifton, CEO of Gallup, the Gallup organization. That's right, that Gallup. And he's the author of The Coming Jobs War that I encourage you to find, and you, I promise you, you'll keep it on your desk. You'll want to continue to refer to it. Jim, thanks again for being here. Okay, so in the last segment, you gave us an excellent tour of an excellent report on the two major ways of calculating unemployment in America, U3, U6. U3 is the household number, which I consider to be bogus. I have called it bogus.
And, it is, yeah.
And the U6, which I believe is the more accurate one and the uglier one, the more telling one, and the one that is made up of real numbers, that is not bogus. And you gave us a real good tour on that. But now, recently, you wrote an article pointing all this out, saying that the unemployment emperor has no clothes, so to speak. And the headline said, "The Big Lie, 5.6 Unemployment." That kind of got you into some trouble, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. In hindsight, I kind of wish it would have said, highly misleading rather than
the big lie. That's what we like about you, Jim. You put a fine point. We like that about you.
But my problem with that is that Wall Street and the White House both like the big lie, because saying that unemployment's getting better. But see, even the U6, the number that includes underemployed, that number, Jim, is messier than it's ever been. Although they've been measuring it the same way, since 1960 or something, it's getting messier and messier. Here's why. The number of full-time jobs, and that's what everybody wants. Mm-hmm. That's where you were talking about hollowing out
40 hours of full-time.
It's actually only 35.
I know, the classic full-time work week is 40 hours.
Yeah, and check from a real organization.
Right.
But the percent of those to the adult population is the lowest it's been in. So what we're doing is celebrating.
And that's called the labor participation rate, right?
Well, no. Labor participation rate is the number of all would include anybody that has any kind of a job at all. But remember, Jim, that number is also the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Right.
But the big thing is when you do our Gallup poll and we ask, what's a great American dream? Do you want peace? Do you want to pray to the God you want? Do you want to have a family? What do you want? The great American dream now has changed to having a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we show 5.6, it looks like, hey, look at that. We're delivering on good jobs. But no, those aren't good jobs. The number of good jobs within that U6 or the is the lowest it's been in 30 years. And that's why the middle class is being hollowed out. And so when somebody says, hey, we added 250,000 jobs, what they don't say is, well, were those crappy jobs, or were those the good jobs? The answer is good jobs are going out, crappy jobs are coming in.
Right, exactly. Well, and you've had some other people to pony up lately with you. A guy named Ed Bukowski is a managing partner at Chapwood Capital Investments. I don't know if you saw his article, but he defended you. He basically backed you up with his article. And he pointed out that he kind of said what you said another way, a little bit of a different way. He says we need 500,000 jobs a month growth just to kind of catch us up to where we need to be. And I like to point out, Jim, that we need 150 jobs a month just to cover the new workers coming online. So when we have 250,000 workers, 270,000 workers, that's you got to take 150 off of that and say, okay, the difference is what you gained, and that's pitiful. And when you throw that number in and you compare that to the U3 number, the 5.6 number, you see what a problem we have. With a point.
Well, look, but let me give you one really depressing point here, but I'll pick it up afterwards, so I won't just leave it depressing. But see, the other thing we celebrate is that the economy's turned around and coming back. We just finished last year. Everybody talks about the third quarter, the 5 points. Mm-hmm. Or the second quarter was
right.
4.6. They always forget that. They always forget the first quarter, which was minus two. But when you they adjusted it like 6 months later. But
mm-hmm.
But when you put the year together, it was 2.4.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do an average of the last 5 years, GDP growth is 2.2
mm-hmm.
with no trend.
Right.
It's not
flat.
It's just flat at 2.2.
We don't like the number or the trend.
But the point you just made about the number of people coming in, you need 2.5 to break even
mm-hmm.
with the people coming in. So that means the last 5 years for people coming in, we have been net negative all 5 years.
That's right. And that's the reason why it's not only disingenuous, in my opinion, it's a lie for any political group, party, or individual to look at a recent positive number and get excited and start doing an end zone dance. We have got a long way to go, as you just pointed out, to recover from the sins of the past.
Yeah, I don't know what we can knock GDP up to, but one of the reasons why I like talking to your group, Jim, is because the answer lies with them.
That's right.
The most reliable place to find new good jobs
mm-hmm.
is with business startups that are firms. Not just that firm,
mm-hmm.
and small business and growth of small business, and
yep.
both of those are not good.
Thank you for saying them. I tell them this all the time. I really see here, folks. You hear that? You got somebody out there besides me who knows the truth about you. Many times before, what's good for small business is good for the world. Tintail, right back with Jim Clifton. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.